Indiana's thriving life sciences industry will likely have to cut back on expansion and innovation in the new year. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, the companies will once again have to start paying the 2.3% medical device tax in 2018.
The medical device tax went into effect with the Affordable Care Act. It's an excise tax, which means companies can't pass the cost on to consumers. Instead, the 2.3% levy comes off the top of all medical device sales, regardless of whether companies turn a profit. Congress suspended the tax for 2 years in 2015, but it's set to take effect again in 2018. George Telthorst is director of Indiana University's Center of the Business of Life Sciences. He says medical device manufacturers will feel the impact immediately.
The way the tax is structured, companies have to pay as you go, I believe on a monthly basis. So they're going to need to start diverting funds from their cash flow, you know, right away to the to the Treasury.
Bloomington-based Cook Medical says in a statement, a full repeal is needed for long-term investments in growth and innovation across the industry. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.